50 years ago, here in Rome, six nations signed a treaty establishing the European Economic Community, which laid the foundations for today's European Union. That treaty, signed on March 25, 1957, has come to be known as the Treaty of Rome. As part of celebrations for the event, Pope Benedict met Friday with the presidents of Ireland, Mary McAleese, and the European Parliament, Hans-Gert Pottering. In his beginning of the year speech to diplomats accredited to the Holy See, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the landmark anniversary of the Treaty of Rome. He expressed hope that Europe's new draft constitution will protect human dignity, and particularly, he said, religious freedom in all its dimensions and the institutional rights of churches. Alluding to his predecessor Pope John Paul's efforts to ensure mention of Europe's Christian roots in the new constitution, Pope Benedict said, "This undeniable heritage has greatly contributed to the formation of European nations and European peoples, and thus it cannot be ignored." Noting the dramatic events that characterized the 20th century, the Pope called on Europeans to build a future free from oppression and from ideological conditioning, and to establish bonds of friendship, and to show concern and solidarity towards the poor and the weak. He encouraged reconciliation and appealed to all those on European soil who are tempted by terrorism to cease from all such activity. Actions of this kind, he said, only lead to more violence and create fear among populations. Well, regarding Europe, Pope Benedict has, in large part, added his authority to the long-standing position of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II. Susie Hodges takes a look at the late pontiff's hopes for the old continent.
From the bloc's very beginning, the Holy See has expressed its keen support for the concept of closer European integration. The pontiff who ruled for the longest time during the EU's first half century was Pope John Paul II, who, in a speech to the European Parliament in 1988, praised the institutions and aims of the then EEC.
"Now that your Assembly, which has been the centre of European integration since the beginnings of the European Coal and Steel Community, and the signing of the Treaty of Rome, is elected by direct universal suffrage and consequently enjoys increased prestige and authority. It rightly appears to your compatriots as the institution that will guide their future as a democratic community of countries."
In that same speech to the European Parliament, Pope John Paul also paid tribute to the influence Christianity has played in forging the history of Europe, and said it couldn't just be relegated to the private sphere. A key milestone in the history of the EU was the signing in 2004 of the treaty establishing its constitution. And Pope John Paul waged an energetic but ultimately unsuccessful campaign to persuade those drawing it up to include a specific mention of the continent's Christian heritage in its preamble. I'm Susie Hodges.